In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So shall the last be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen. The theme of the season of Septuagesima is essentially to get us in the mood for Lent. Lent is the holy season in which we do penance, in which we think about high things, we think about our eternal salvation. And because it is such a serious thing, the Church gives us these three Sundays of preparation. The fast does not begin yet, but we are already thinking about our lives, our souls, where we are going. And today, both in the Epistle and the Gospel, we have a theme of arousing us. St. Paul gives us the example of someone who runs in a race. And in the Gospel of today's Mass, our Lord is giving us an example of how we attain eternal salvation. The penny, or the denarius, is eternal salvation. And he gives us a story about how we get it. The point of the Gospel is that eternal salvation is primarily the result of the grace of God in us. Those who have worked the whole day complain that they should receive more because they worked the whole day and these people at the end only worked an hour. But he says, no, everyone gets a penny. That is, everyone gets eternal salvation. And the reason for that is that the primary reason why we go to heaven is that God draws us. Yes, we merit. We work in the fields. We do good works. But these good works are useless without the grace of God. Unless you are hired, for example, your work is useless. If you just go and work in somebody's field and he has not hired you, your work is useless. You cannot claim anything. And so it is the grace of God that makes our good works useful towards salvation. And what he is saying to these people who have worked the whole day and are complaining, he's saying that it is the grace of God that pays you. Your work without my grace is useless. And if I want to hire these people at the end of the day, if I want to give grace to someone who perhaps has sinned his whole life, what is that to you? There is also a lesson in this, and that is that God does not look at the amount of what we have done, but he looks at the intensity of charity in our souls. And that is how merit is weighed, by the intensity of charity in our souls. So when Our Lady did normal household chores, she did that with such intense love of God that she merited much more than great saints in their whole lives. It's not the quantity of what you do. It is the intensity of charity with which you do it. And so this penny, this eternal salvation, is the result of the grace of God given freely and mercifully. Therefore, God does no injustice to anyone by giving his grace late in the day, as he does to some, whereas others may have received it at infancy and have led a whole life of good works. He does injustice to no one in those cases, because he does not owe anything to anybody. He does not owe us eternal salvation. The whole work of eternal salvation is a mercy. And as he said to Moses, I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy. The Gospel is urging us not to be like those in the field who are idle. Why are you here the whole day idle? Because no one has hired us. And the idle are Catholics who are distracted by worldly things. They are perhaps in the state of mortal sin because they have loved worldly things. They are idle. They are wasting their lives. They are languishing in poverty. They have nothing to do. They have no eternal salvation to hope for. They are like those pitiful clients of welfare that you see walking around the streets in broad daylight, able-bodied men that could be working, but they're idle. And it is a terrible shame. And the purpose of the priesthood and the church is to give you this arousing every year. Every year Lent comes, every year Septuagesima comes. You have heard what I am saying today many, many times. You have heard the Holy Gospel over and over again. Yet if you kneel down and say, have I taken seriously everything that the Holy Gospel preaches? The answer is usually no. Usually you find sin in your soul. You find idleness. You find laxism. So every year the church must prod, push, in order to bring the faithful to observe what they must observe. Because the gospel of the world, the gospel of enjoying this life to the utmost, the gospel of impure pleasures, the gospel of avarice, the gospel of pride, is something that is preached to you day in and day out. And many listen to that gospel. And so the church, like a solicitous mother, constantly reminds her faithful of what is necessary for eternal salvation. So use the grace of God wisely. St. Paul in his epistle reminds us that it is easy to squander the grace of God. He reminds us of all of the Jews who left Egypt beneficiaries of the grace of God, and how few actually made it because God was not well pleased with them. And he's saying, don't think that just because you have been baptized or just because you have been called to be a member of the church that your eternal salvation is assured. Don't think that because you have received many graces that you are necessarily going to persevere in grace. But you have to work out your salvation, as he says in another epistle, with fear and trembling. And he says, he will say next week, that he fears that he might himself become a castaway after he has preached the gospel, indicating that he is not positively certain of his own salvation. This is the message of today's epistle and gospel, not to squander the grace of God. Many go to hell, even though they have been heavily graced during their lives. And so do not be like the idle, distracted by worldly cares, but work in the vineyard of our Lord and merit your salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.